AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. One day after his solo news conference at the NATO summit, President Biden is facing a growing number of Democrats who want him to step out of the race. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the president met with the House's top Democrat.
After days of what he calls candid discussions among Democrats, Akeem Jeffries says he met with the president last night and directly expressed the full range of perspectives and conclusions about the path forward. More than a dozen House Democrats have publicly urged the president to end his run, though he says that will not happen.
Longtime ally South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn says President Biden is one of the best minds he's ever been around.
I would hope that we will focus on the substance of this man rather than these sometimes misspoken words and phrases and how he has run this country.
Clyburn was on NBC's Today Show. St. Anselm's political science professor Chris Galdieri in New Hampshire says President Biden is in a tough spot.
Perfectly fine is not quite good enough. And so I think, Democrats have created this sort of no-win scenario for themselves.
The president travels to battleground state Michigan today. New numbers from the Labor Department show inflation pressures remain.
Wholesale prices rose by a larger than expected 2.6% last month compared to last year. That's not good news for inflation watchers. The increase is the sharpest year-over-year acceleration since March of 2023. The wholesale figures follow the government's report Thursday that consumer inflation cooled in June for a third straight month. So as a whole, this week's price figures, along with other recent data, still suggest a continued slowdown in the inflation that first gripped the nation 3 years ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street following some mixed signals on bank profits and inflation. The S&P 500 was up 0.6% in the first hour of trading Friday. The benchmark index is on track to close out its fifth winning week in the last six. The Dow rose 199 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.6% higher. Small company stocks outpaced the rest of the market. Wells Fargo sank 7% after the San Francisco bank said a closely watched measure of profitability fell from a year ago. Treasury yields wavered in the bond market after the latest update on inflation. The government said prices rose more for wholesalers last month than economists had expected. Seth Zutel, New York.
AT&T says the data of nearly all of its customers was downloaded to a third-party platform in a 2022 security breach. AT&T said it currently doesn't believe the data is publicly available. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.